you've got these mountains that hem people in, you know, and so they use witch doctors to help them through sicknesses and things like that because it was so far to get medical help.
The other thing was the doctors only had so much that they could do at that time. And this is what the old doctors had to work with. He had digitalis. He had morphine. He had some cough syrups. But they had nothing else. There was no use to go to the doctor because he didn't have anything.
The flu, that was around 1918. To start with, it was very contagious. And at the store, because people, they'd have to go to the store to buy possibly sugar or salt or whatever it may have been in that line. But they couldn't get in the store. That door was locked. The sign up, knock on the door. You'd have to have a list of what you needed. The store operator would come to the door and get your list. He'd go back and he'd pick out all these things that you had listed, bring them out, and he'd give them to you, and then you would give him whatever the cost was. They would not let you go in the store on account of spreading the disease more. And Dr. Barish was very active, although he was still a young man. And that was before the days of very many automobiles. Very seldom you'd see a car. And the travel mostly was by horseback or buggy or walking. But he would go as he was called. So finally he gets the flu. And he never recovered from it. Died as a young man.